Political strife is shutting down ministry opportunities in Iran. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A back and forth between Iran's people and the government has impeded one of the most effective methods of getting the gospel into this nation. That story in just a moment. Plus, a ministry is inviting you to participate in making a difference this National Human Trafficking Awareness Month. So stay tuned for that. But first, despite being non-political, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has been caught in the crosshairs of recent Iranian protests. The protests have since subsided, but they've been the largest that Iran has seen in decades. The social pressure leading up to the protests had been building up ahead of steam for a while. Sat7's Vice President for Ministry Partnerships, Dennis Wien, shares.
There's been years of frustration. There's been poor economic opportunity. People are growing more and more frustrated. And, you know, regardless of where you are in the world, you want meaning, you want purpose, you want significance in life. And I think we're seeing a symptom today of a lack of that opportunity. And people search for hope. And when you live in a hopeless situation, economically and stuff, you become frustrated.
In trying to contain the protests, the Iranian government blocked multiple ways that Sat7 communicates with its viewers.
They're blocking some of the internet access. They're blocking some of the apps like Telegram app. And that's very important to Sat7 PARS broadcast because we use the Telegram app for distribution of content and for follow-up and for encouragement and to distribute some of our programming.
Pray that open communication will resume and that the hope of Christ can be injected into this tumultuous time. Next, temporary protected status, or TPS, is given to people visiting the United States when their nation becomes unsafe to live in. For the last 17 years, over 200,000 Salvadorians have lived in the United States under the status. But now, the Department of Homeland Security has said it's letting this status expire next September. In other words, they've been told to go home. Donna Abbott of Bethany Christian Services says,
we're talking about a couple hundred thousand people in the United States under temporary protected status. Though it started with an earthquake in 2001, followed by several other natural disasters.
For a variety of reasons, El Salvador remains a dangerous place to live. Bethany's workers are even more concerned about the fact that this move threatens to split up families. A lot of life happens in 17 years, and many of these people have since had children who are U.S. citizens.
Families have to make a decision now. Do they take their child back to a situation where they could be harmed, or do they leave them in the United States, which then leaves the government the responsibility of providing care to those children, let alone the devastation of separating children from parents.
The gospel says a lot about how we are to care for people in need. To learn more about this issue and how you can respond, head to missionnews.org. And January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. Did you know that there's over 24 million victims trapped in modern-day slavery, either through forced labor or the sex trade? That's equivalent to around two-thirds the population of Canada. Food for the Hungry's Gary Edmonds has witnessed human trafficking and the poverty that fuels it.
I was in a community in India, and I saw a father say, I'm going to place my 12-year-old daughter up for sale. And for him, it was simply a matter of survival. He knew of no other way. For 500 years, the culture of this community had said, this is legitimate.
FH gets in front of human trafficking by teaching poor families new livelihood skills. They also provide healing through safe homes for trafficked girls. And they share God's love.
You want to address the beliefs, the values, the behavioral systems that are inculcated into an entire society at that point so that you can say we're not simply just rescuing this child, but at the same time we're looking to actually change the culture and change the well-being of that society or in that entire community so that this no longer becomes an option.
There's more to this story and how you can make a difference at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.